Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. I love where this podcast is going. I love just following the impulse week to week, noticing what's being called to be said. What am I being called to speak about this week? As I've said before, what I talk about week to week in this podcast is what I'm working on in my own life. I want you to really understand that. I don't have this stuff down, right? A few episodes ago, I don't have my shit together. I'm just working this like you're all working it. I just happen to be talking about it in front of a microphone. That's all. We're working this stuff together. We're walking each other home. Last week, I had the impulse to talk about the fact that we're not stuck. We think we're stuck. I heard it a few times over the course of the week from students, from our inner circle. We talked about it on a call, about feeling stuck. How do we get unstuck? And I spoke about last week the fact that we're not stuck. There's always wiggle room. There's very, very subtle space that we can kind of shimmy our hips and move our shoulders. We're not caught in a straitjacket here in our lives. It may seem that way sometimes, but we're not. And so go re-listen to that. You are not stuck. Last week's episode number 40. This week, I want to just turn the lens a little bit on that to say, get out of the mud. Get out of the mud. When you feel like you are stuck, recognize you're just feeling like you're in the mud and you're not. So how do we get ourselves out of the mud? And we've all gotten caught in the mud, right? We get caught in the mud on Facebook. Oh my gosh, we get caught in other people's stories. All of a sudden, we're feeling badly about ourselves. We're feeling, this doubt, this loathing, this, I can't do that, they're doing this. The mud, we get caught in the mud. We get caught in the mud every time we look at the news. We get caught in the mud in other people's stories. I got caught in the mud the other day when a student started telling me about their story, and I just felt myself getting sucked into their story. And I was like, whoa, I got to pause for a moment. I can be compassionate, right? And I can listen, but I can't get myself sucked down into the mud. So being responsible for our own state of being, or recognizing that you can shift your state of being at any time. So what I want to talk about today is just recognizing when you feel like you're caught in the mud, you're stuck in the mud, you're sucked down into the mud, and get yourself out of it. How do we do that? We don't need, you know, the self-help books and the big positive affirmations all the time. We can shimmy ourselves out of the mud with small steps. I talked about it last week. You know, those small steps to recognizing that you're not stuck, the small steps to getting out of the mud, right? It's two sides of the same coin. We're talking about the same thing, but sometimes one perspective helps us to make the shift more than another, and it will shift in every moment, right? So what you heard last week may not land this week. You may need to hear this podcast this week to help you see things from a different perspective. And if you can stay nimble in that way, then you start to fill your toolbox with an incredible number of strategies to be able to shift your state moment to moment. So getting out of the mud, how can we do that? Shifting your state, lifting yourself up. These small changes that we make every single day to shift our state. You are responsible for your state of being. Nobody else is. So let's stop blaming the world, right? And let's start looking right here in this moment. If you feel like you're stuck in the mud, what can you do? Can you shift your state by just pausing to take 5 breaths? That may work. Maybe get yourself up and get outside. Get the sun on your face. Feel it on your face. Look at the sky, sky gazing. What can you do to shift your state in this moment? Perhaps it is just speaking the truth to yourself, writing it out in your journal, speaking it out loud, telling somebody. I feel stuck. I feel like I'm in the mud because, right? Sometimes naming it helps us. But shifting your state, lifting yourself up out of the mud and seeing life from a different perspective. So you're not stuck. You have free will. We all have this free will. It's our birthright. Every single one of us has free choice, free agency to shift, to move, to maneuver, to change perspectives. Even if it's just for a minute, we get to do this. And this is really my passion. I talk about it with myself every day. What is my message? What is my clear message? How can I be clearer, more direct, more honest about what I feel coming through me? And I think for me, it is about managing our energy, managing our state, knowing that we can shift our state in any moment. This is something that has been calling to me for probably 25 years. I remember listening to Carolyn Mace, one of my favorite teachers, my go-to teachers so often, talks about managing your energy. We are responsible for that, for managing the state of our energy and where we're living. I talked about it a few weeks ago. Where do you live? Getting honest with where you're living right now. So all of this is about looking at our moments, moment to moment. It's about getting real with ourselves in this moment, where I'm at. Are my feet on the ground? Am I stuck in the mud? Am I feeling like I can't maneuver? I have no wiggle room. Where am I living? Or am I soaring? Am I shining? Am I feeling fully alive? This is what it's about, guys. This is what waking up is about. And so every single week I come to this microphone and I talk about the same concept of waking up out of the dream state of our busy mind from a slightly different perspective, from a slight shift to help you in different moments. Find your tools. Know that you've got the strategies to wake up, show up, and shine. Keep coming back to that subtitle of my book. It was amazing, you know, just a little offshoot when I was working with my publisher, New World Library, to come up with the subtitle for On the Verge. My gosh, we went through derivatives and so many versions of subtitles until we landed on Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. And I smile every time I say it because I truly feel like this is exactly what my message is. To wake up from your busy state, from your busy mind, from the mud of doubt, from the mud of habitual patterns that don't serve you. To wake up from it, to show up in this moment, to experience your aliveness, your vitality, your clarity, the energy that's moving through you all the time. And then from there, authentically, sincerely, and genuinely, you will shine in whatever it is you're doing in this world, in this moment. So just a little side note, I just have to come back to that because it makes me smile and it kind of gives, it's my fuel, right? It's my fuel for teaching every day. So getting out of the mud, let's come back to the theme for today. Getting out of the mud is to have these tools in your pocket. Getting up and shifting your state by using some of your practices, by listening to a podcast, by getting outside, by feeling the fresh air on your skin, by breathing deeply, by pausing to be in stillness, or maybe getting your body moving. Maybe it's getting deep into your body by swinging your arms around or doing a body-mind break. Check that stuff out on YouTube. I've got some of that stuff. I'm doing a lot more of it, actually, as I move forward here. When you feel like you're stuck in the mud, first remember you're not stuck. Remember to glimpse your aliveness. Remember to shift your state. You have that capacity. You have that birthright. You do not have to live in a sucky state of being. You do not have to live there. I got an email from a friend just last night saying that she was feeling really stuck. I don't know what this stuckness is just coming about a lot these days, but she said she's dealing with somebody at work, and boy, it's just really bringing her down. I get it. I've been there. I'm still there. I just happen to not stay there as long anymore, right? Because I recognize I don't have to. And so my advice to you, to her, is to, okay, look at this situation and look at this person and recognize that, you know, this person is on their own journey. And we can't take it personally, right? One of the four agreements, do not take anything personally. Don Miguel Ruiz, one of my favorite books in the world. Don't take anybody else's stuckness personally. It's their stuckness. It's their mud, right? Don't take on their mud. But just to really sit with it and recognize it. And then to recognize that there's a little wiggle room there. There's a little wiggle room. And all you need to do is to shift your state, even very subtly, by breathing, by getting outside, by seeing life from a different perspective. Right? Getting a little bit of wiggle room to recognize you're not stuck, and then to get yourself up out of the mud, to shift your state. This is what it means to be empowered. To recognize you can shift your state in any moment, in any situation, in the most horrific situations, you get to shift your state. It's your birthright. It's your free will. So these two themes last week, this week, kind of go hand in hand, right? Noting, noticing, recognizing that you're not stuck. You're not bound in a straitjacket. And then knowing, being empowered enough to know you can shift your state in any moment. You can lift yourself up out of any sense of stickiness in any situation with a person in your life. Whew, boy, I've got a lot to say about this. I feel like this is just what is coming through me right now for some reason, and I'm just going with it. I'm riding it. I feel extraordinarily positive about life right now, even in this crazy political climate, even in the, my God, the unrest and the ugliness that we see out there. We have the force of life that is moving us all is still extraordinarily positive. It is moved by love. It is fueled by love and by light and by goodness and celebration, right? We are here to remind each other of this extraordinary privilege to be alive, to be waking up to ourselves, to each other, to the glory of God, if you will, to the glory of the universe. And so when we feel stuck in the mud, recognize it. It is momentary. It can shift in a heartbeat. It can shift in a split second of your just recognizing that you do not have to stay stuck, low, ugly, feeling, you know, bad feelings toward others or towards yourself. Take that breath. Look up at the sky. Smell the air. Look in someone else's eyes. This moment will go by fast. Do not miss it. Stuck in the ugliness. Be fiercely positive. Recognize that you can be fiercely positive. And this is the way we continue to roll, baby. We continue to roll. Let's do this. Let's walk each other home. I look forward to seeing, to noting, to speaking what is going to come through for next week's podcast. I have no idea. Until then, live fully, live fiercely, live bravely, be bold, and be positive out there, folks. We need it. Have a great one.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. and help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.